Alaska Extension Almanac.
As the saying goes, fall is for planting, and that is especially true for landscape trees. Chrissy Land with the Nebraska Forest Service offers some tips to getting your tree in the ground and off to the right start.
Fall is a really good time to plant our trees because the ground is still warm, but our air is cool. For some of our deciduous trees, they're going to be shutting down for the fall and taking all of that energy down into the root system. And so with that ground to still be warm, it's going to create a nice environment for those roots to continue to develop before the winter, while the tree is not spending any energy on trying to keep the top alive. All of that is starting to shut down and moving all of that into the root system. Once you get your tree back to the nursery, one of the most important things is to start inspecting that root system. You want to find that first root that's going to be about a third of the size of the base of the trunk. Don't get fooled by all of the adventitious roots from the tree possibly being in the container a little bit too deep. You want to find that bigger root and make sure that that root is the one that you're going to put at the top. Sometimes our container trees can be sitting in the bottom of that container with a little bit more dirt on top, and you can pull away sometimes even up to 6 inches of dirt. We want to make sure that our trees are not too deep when we plant them. The tree root system has to have some oxygen. So once we start inspecting and trying to find that first root, then the next thing is you want to make sure that there are no circling roots. Some of those roots, while that tree is in the container is really only temporary. It's like taking a goldfish home in a bag of water. It's not meant to be in that container for a long time. And so when those trees are in there, their roots will hit the sidewall and they'll start circling around. We just want to make sure that we tease those roots out, find their ends, and get them pointed outward and away from the base of the trunk. When you go to dig your hole, you always are going to have a much wider hole than you are going to have deeper. When you set your tree down in the ground, you can take a shovel and lay it across the top of your hole to figure out if you have the right proper planting depth. And if that first root, where that root flare is sitting just at the surface, that's ideal. I typically err a little bit on the higher side when I set my tree depth than I do on the lower side. After you have your tree in the ground and you pull all those root ends out, pointed outward and away from the base of the trunk to encourage that growth away from that trunk and keep it from girdling it down the road 25, 30 years from now. Then the next thing is you're gonna wanna be able to get some water. Water that soil in, don't stomp it. Let the water pull that soil gently down into those air pockets and then watch that water sink into the soil and fill in any holes that it might create by pulling that soil down into those air pockets. After watering, the next thing is going to be getting some stakes on it if necessary. Some of your trees are going to come from the nursery with a post on them or some sort of bamboo. That is essentially just for the sake of transportation. Make sure that you take that off, all of it. If the tree still needs it, you can put it back on with some painter's tape. Don't use the plastic and try to use something that's going to break down in the sun like that painter's tape to put it back on. Most of our trees don't actually need it. As long as that top leader is pointed upward, we're in good shape. If you are in an area like Western Nebraska where we have 70 plus mile an hour winds and you now have a root system that is very shallow but wide, for the first year we can put down some T-posts and get some straps on our tree to be able to keep that root ball from coming out of the soil in a wind event. We don't want to cinch that tree down and put it into a cast. We still want it to build up some taper and build some strength in that trunk. So let it wiggle a little bit, so that way when the wind blows, it's increasing the strength of the trunk of that tree.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.